Hello, Carlos.
Hello, Mikel.
So we are going to talk about neighbors. So it's usually said that neighbors or enemies are usually the same people. So what do you think about this? Have you had any really bad experience with your neighbors? Or
no, luckily I haven't suffered bad neighbors, but I heard about them, and usually they are a huge headache, and you need to deal with them very carefully.
Yeah, I agree with you. I can remember when I lived with my parents. We live in a quite old building, so my parents wanted to build an elevator. So with the collaboration of some other neighbors, they started to make all the papers they needed and something like that. Finally, they could build the elevator, but in the meantime, some of their neighbors reached the point to threaten my parents, and they had to go to the court to a trial.
And now those neighbors are using the
for
elevator,
sure, for sure,
no?
Yeah, for sure.
It's frequent. They don't want to do anything, but finally everything seems them the a good idea, and then they don't have a problem to go on with those ideas.
Yeah. But then on the other side, I also have a neighbor when I live with my parent that she was a great blessing. She was an old man, old woman, sorry. And she was like a grandmother for me. For example, she mm-hmm. when she cooked cookies or sweets or something like that, she cooked for her grandchildren, but also she gave some cookies to me, and
yes,
it was funny.
The old communities had a different ambience. Were more familiar, and you could confide in your neighbors. Today it's frequent to don't know the name of your neighbor in the front door.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I completely agree with you. For example, when I live with my parents, I thought it was like a small bit, let's say. We know each other, we had our gossips and something like that, but now
they get on well. And
Then a couple of years ago, I moved to my own house, and I can barely know my neighbors. When I go on the neighbors meetings, I know nobody.
Most of them don't appear. When they appear, it's very cold, the ambient.
Yeah, it's a pity. It's a pity. But I think it's because we have changed our way of life. At least in my case, I only go to my house to sleep.
Today, even if you are living in the city, the blocks of flats are similar to a resident town.
Mm-hmm.
People just go to sleep. And not to socialize with their neighbors.
Yeah.
And so it's very cold, the ambient, and you don't get on well with them, and you don't have you aren't in confidence enough with them.
Yeah. And it's a pity because everybody only look for their goals, and they don't realize that maybe today you have a problem, but tomorrow some other person could have also a problem. So if you don't help them, then they are not going to help you.
And so if you are without problem with them.
Yeah.
You said before, if you have a problem with some payments and some of your neighbors have debts with the community, the ambient begins to be very difficult, and bad faces and discussions.
Yeah, that's why we have a...
And so lately, many people are choosing to go to suburbs to live in detached houses or places like that, because people don't want to have a neighbors because they have suffered some bad experience. But usually they forget that they also have neighbors in that sort of places, and they do worse things.
Yeah, and if you go to the servers, it could be even worse, because, for example, now in my community, we have an external person that takes care of all the matters of the community. So if a neighbor doesn't pay the bills or whatever, they have to, they tell them to pay. You don't have to go personally to the house and say, okay, you have to pay. So you avoid a lot of problems, a lot of arguments.
But you should be aware that you can cut some services,
yeah,
and you need to go to court if you finally don't convince that neighbor to change their mind.
Yeah. And do you have something else to say, or?
Okay, pues I'm lucky to live in the suburb, and I don't have to discuss with anyone, but I have some samples near me, and they are suffering to pay. They have to pay the cost of the heating and electricity of some neighbors that don't pay, but I'm lucky in that way. So.
Luckily, I live in a building, but I don't have any problem with the neighbors, and it will cross my fingers, so it will continue in the same way.
Okay, it's been a pleasure.
Same.